With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. America's largest meat packer, Tyson Foods, is reinventing itself with a renewed focus on prepared foods. We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Jacob Bungie, but first, some other top stories we're following. Congress has approved a spending bill to avert a second shutdown and keep the government open, but a new fight may be on the horizon. The $333 billion package includes seven spending bills and $1.38 billion for physical barriers at the southern border, much less than the $5.7 billion the president demanded. Democrats began discussing legal options late Thursday, with the president expected to sign the bill and declare a national emergency. For the very latest on this developing story, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Amazon's surprise move Thursday to abandon building its second headquarters in New York isn't an isolated incident. The Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher says the tech industry as a whole is wearing out its welcome mat as public and political scrutiny of big tech intensifies. Amazon canceled its plans after significant opposition from local lawmakers in New York. A big sticking point was the billions of dollars in incentives offered to Amazon to build in New York. General Electric is downsizing plans for its Boston headquarters. The company has reached an agreement with Massachusetts to return $87 million in incentives and sell the waterfront property. GE has also scaled back plans to add about 800 employees, saying instead that it will lease back some buildings for its senior executives and about 250 employees. GE, which has spun off several units in recent months, is scaling back in Boston because it no longer needs the facilities. Coca-Cola is anticipating slower sales growth this year amid a slowdown in emerging and developing markets. The company saw greater demand for tea, coffee, water, and sports drinks, but overall soda sales have been slowing in recent years as consumer tastes shift towards healthier beverages. Still, Coca-Cola posted slightly stronger than expected revenue in the fourth quarter. Still to come, more details on the reinvention of Tyson Foods.
The nation's largest meat packer, Tyson Foods, is focusing more on prepared foods as it looks to reinvent itself amid record stockpiles of meat and falling prices. Joining us now via Skype from Chicago is Wall Street Journal reporter Jacob Bungie. Jacob, Tyson is an 84-year-old company, mostly known for its meat, and it does have packaged and prepared brands as well. And lately, the company has been focusing its efforts there. What changes have we seen recently in that department?
Well, over the past 4 years, they've really poured a ton of investment and a ton of their effort into building up their prepared foods division, as they call it. And what this is everything from microwavable sausages to pre-made frittatas to other things like microwavable cups of eggs and sausage and cheese and things like that. And the company's done around $12 billion worth of acquisitions, building up its branded food capacity, building up its capacity to sell things like pre-made sandwiches and things like that. And the whole idea here is that Tyson, they've been known for decades as one of the biggest, and over the past 20 years, the biggest meatpacker. Think things like the shrink-wrapped chicken breasts you'll see at grocery stores or the packs of ground beef. So they've completely dominated that business in the U.S. But with that scale also comes exposure to the ups and downs of the commodity cycles that tend to go with agricultural products. And so this whole idea that they're trying to get into consumer packaged goods goes with the idea that these products that we talk about, the microwavable sausages, the pre-made frittatas and things, they bring a higher profit margin than selling meat, but they're also a more stable business.
Let's talk some more about those market factors that you mentioned. The U.S. now has a record supply of meat, and that situation is being compounded by tariff uncertainty, and it's all forcing prices lower. So Tyson and others are looking to diversify a bit.
That's right. And this has been an effort that's gone on with Tyson and with some of the other big meat companies for a number of years now. You know, this isn't a brand new idea, but what we're seeing now, especially over the past year with these companies, is that the the strategy is really being put to the test. The supply of meat, as you say, continues to grow. There's been a huge addition in meatpacking capacity with new plants coming online, both in pork and chicken. So there's more meat that's being produced than ever before. And there's also, as you say, the tariffs that have come onto U.S.-made meat products. China's put a tariff on U.S. pork. Mexico has placed a tariff on U.S. pork. Now, exports overall have continued from the U.S., but prices have gotten pushed way down. And so for the meat companies, this has been a real big challenge to their incumbent businesses in producing meat. And it's shown that, at least in the eyes of their investors, that there's still a ways to go for them to insulate themselves from these commodity market swings with the prepared foods investments that they've made.
And Jacob, you spoke to Tyson's chairman, John Tyson, the grandson of the company's founder, about the company's efforts to reinvent itself. What did he tell you, especially about the challenges he anticipates up ahead?
Well, he's been a longtime believer in this idea that Tyson needs to be more of a front and center presence with consumers. And this goes back, you know, decades in the sense of Tyson's own flagship brand. They were really the first national brand of chicken. They were the first company to figure out how to do that and to provide a consistent chicken product to consumers across the country. He's wanted to do that for a long time in other parts of Tyson's business, in pork and beef products. Now he figures that they've got all of the tools to do that, having made all these acquisitions of Hillshire Brands, Jimmy Dean sausages came with that, Ballpark hot dogs came with that. They've acquired an organic brand of chicken called Smart Chicken over the past year. And so he sees this as the way that the company is going to continue to grow and become more stable in the future, you know, both for his own family, which is the major controlling shareholder in Tyson, but also for its roughly 130,000 employees. But he recognizes that being more of a consumer-facing entity like this means that Tyson's also going to need to respond more to a lot of the desires that consumers are putting upon their food brands these days. And they're having to really respond to a far wider range of issues than they have in the past. And a lot of that is driven by the fact that they see themselves as more front and center with consumers in the future.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Jacob Bungie joining us via Skype from Chicago with more details on Tyson's plans to reinvent itself. Jacob, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.